Chapter 12. Lexi dug her toes in the sand. She was laying on the beach, the warm water lapping at her cheek. Jack was next to her, holding her hand. She had the feeling he was about to ask a very important question.
Lexi?
Mm-hmm, she mumbled, not wanting to disturb her perfectly positioned bikini-clad body. She turned her head to face Jack. He looked good with no shirt on. Very good. She felt a light slap on her cheek, the sand feeling unusually hard under her, the smell of pine permeating her nostrils. Pine? Wait a minute. Shouldn't she be smelling the salty sea air?
Lexi.
She opened her eyes, but instead of seeing a beautiful tropical beach, she saw her kitchen from an odd angle. Sprinkle's face hovered over hers, her little tongue enthusiastically lapping at her cheek. What?
Lexi, are you okay?
Jack's voice broke through her confusion. She turned to face him, her head pounding, her beach dream evaporating into reality. Yes, I think so. What happened? Why am I on the floor?
I don't know. I happened to notice you laying here like this from my window.
Jack pointed over to his house, where his living room window had a clear view to Lexi's back door. Lexi started to sit up, but it felt like she was glued to the floor. Jack slipped an arm around her to help her. She leaned against him. It felt nice to have someone to take care of her. For a split second, she felt content. Until she looked around her kitchen. It was ransacked. Oh my God, what happened? She felt her eyes narrow as she looked around the room, then at Jack.
That's what I was going to ask you, he said. It looks like someone was looking for something.
Lexi looked around, her heart dropping in her chest at what she saw. Drawers were pulled out, cabinets opened, stuff thrown on the floor. She must have been out like a light not to have heard the commotion.
Do you know what they might have been looking for? Jack persisted.
The notebook. Lexi pushed herself away from Jack. She jumped up. Fighting off a wave of nausea and dizziness, she ran to the dog bed. Throwing the cushion on the floor, she jammed her hand inside the hole in the lining. It was still there. She pulled her hand out, clutching the book. I assume it was this. She thrust the book at Jack, who had stood and taken a few steps toward her. Reaching out, he took the book from her. Jack leafed through the book, his eyes growing wider at each page.
Where did you get this?
It came in the mail. From Kevin.
How long have you had this? Why didn't you tell me about it?
Jack stared down at her, his eyes dark with anger. Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm. She looked away. Her surge of embarrassment at keeping the book was short-lived when she remembered she had tried to tell Jack about it, but he never answered her call. I called you about this earlier today. I got it last night, but it might have been in my mailbox a day or two. You never returned my call. She stared him down, her annoyance hanging in the air between them.
This is important evidence in the case.
Jack held the book up. Duh, Lexi stared at him. Did he think she was stupid?
This book could hold the key to who the killer is,
Jack stated the obvious.
And you could be in a lot of danger. If the killer knows you have it, clearly he or she already suspects you might. They've gone to a lot of trouble here to try to find it.
He spread his arms, indicating the mess in her kitchen, his anger turning to concern. His concern diffused her annoyance, and Lexi felt a sigh escape her lips. I know. She felt her heart beat a little faster. This was serious business. After all, someone had knocked her out.
Did you get a look at who hit you?
No. Lexi's hand went up to the back of her head. She felt a big lump starting to form.
They hit me from behind. Jack stepped closer. Moving behind her, he gently touched her hair, feeling the back of her head. Moving her hair aside, he inspected the wounded area. That's a nasty lump. You should have it looked at. You might have a concussion. Do you want me to call an ambulance? Lexi shook her head. She knew that even if she did have a concussion, there was little they could do about it. An ambulance would just be a waste of time and money. She saw Jack's eyes soften. He reached for her, tentatively pulling her in for a hug. For a split second, she let herself relax, letting out a soft sigh. Then, remembering the curly-haired woman in his window, she felt her body stiffen. Jack broke the embrace. Clearing his throat, he said, "I better get this book to the station so we can decipher it." He held the book up. "Right," Lexi nodded. She felt a whirlwind of emotions. Part of her wanted to rush into Jack's arms and beg him to protect her. But the other part was sending up warning signals about his girlfriend. She straightened her spine, willing herself to be strong and independent. She tried to keep a cool, nonchalant look on her face, even though she was a little spooked that someone had knocked her out and tossed her house. Jack walked to the edge of the kitchen, peeking into the other rooms. It looks like they've been through your house pretty good. I'm going to station a car outside overnight, just in case they come back. I don't think they will, but you might want to go somewhere else tonight. Lexi looked around. The house was a mess. She had a lot of work to do. She scooped sprinkles up in her arms. Thanks, but I think I'll stay here. I have sprinkles to protect me. She buried her face in the little dog's fur. Sprinkles wagged her tail, turning her head to lick Lexi's face. Promise me you'll take it easy, and call me if anything else happens. Jack gave her a tender, concerned look that made Lexi's heart do flip-flops. I promise. She held up her hand, the first two fingers up in the air, the rest folded. Scout's honor. Jack gave her one final glance, then disappeared out the back door. Lexi collapsed into the closest kitchen chair with a sigh. Sprinkles pawed at her legs, blissfully unaware of the goings-on. You're probably hungry, huh? Picking up the dog bowl, she crossed to the counter and pulled out Sprinkles' canister of food. She filled the bowl, then put it on the floor. She expected Sprinkles to dig in as soon as she saw it, but something else had attracted the dog's attention. Lexi watched Sprinkles push a shiny metal object across the floor, batting it from one side to the other. What's that, girl? With the mess the house was in, it could be anything. Lexi bent down, intercepting the item. She stood up, holding it in front of her face. It was a button, a rather distinctive button, gold in color, with a black stone in the middle and Greek key scrolling on the outer edge. Lexi felt her forehead wrinkle as she tried to remember whether she had an outfit with that style button. She didn't. She felt her stomach drop. A chill ran up her spine when she realized it could mean only one thing. The button belonged to whoever had knocked her out and ransacked her house.